Teenager quits job after boss tells her not to say, "Kia ora." A teenager in Whangarei quit her part-time job because she wasn't allowed to welcome customers by saying, "Kia ora." Monet Mae Clark, 17 years old, quit from Kiwi Yo frozen yogurt shop this week because the owner, Margaret Lang, told her to say hello instead of kia ora. Miss Lang thinks that it is unacceptable for staff to greet customers in Te Reo Māori because New Zealand is an English-speaking country. Monet has 5 siblings and her father is the principal of Fowle Valley Primary School. She is bilingual and uses Te Reo Māori at home with her family. She enjoyed working at Kiwi Yo for 4 weeks. Her only problem was not being able to say kia ora because she felt it weakened her Māori identity. Her parents are proud of their bicultural children and support Monet's decision. Norman Markgraf, chief executive of Kiwi Yo, said that he had no problem with the staff saying kia ora, as long as they said hello afterwards. He said that Monet was disciplined by her boss because she greeted customers in Te Reo Māori only and not in English as well. Kiwi Yo will open stores in Beijing where staff must greet customers by saying kia ora and then repeating a greeting in Mandarin. The company is creating double standards because the staff in China are forced to say kia ora to represent New Zealand culture. But the staff in New Zealand cannot say the same greeting in New Zealand. Te Reo Māori is an official language in New Zealand and it should not be forbidden for anyone to welcome people by saying kia ora.